When you look at America through the eyes of Isaiah chapter 3, you see our nation similar to the way that the prophet saw Judah. The problem in Isaiah chapter 3 in Judah was lack of leadership, male leadership, and in particular, older men as leaders. The men who led the country were gone. There was a lack of leadership in the military, in religion, in the community, in the economy, and in every other part of society. That's in verses 1 through 3. So who was left? Listen closely and see if we're seeing the same situation unfold today. In verse 4, he says, "And I will give children to be their princes, and babes shall rule over them." Verse 4 tells us who took charge. The young people, children, and babes. Not literal infants, but compared to the men who used to govern, these young men were like babies and children. The older, experienced men no longer led. Inexperienced, young people had taken their place. And this is not good. Common sense and experience teach us that the older are more qualified to manage and to lead. Age settles a man. Youth makes us rash. Age makes us stop and consider. But the energy of our youth causes us to act without thinking. Years bring patience, but youth makes us hasty. Age will give you an education from your mistakes, but youth means that you're bound to make those mistakes. And in the Bible, there are many instructions and many warnings about this. In 1 Kings chapter 12, for instance, the new, younger king Rehoboam, at the age of 41, yes, he was young at the age of 41. This king asked the older men, and he asked the younger men about how to rule the people. The older men said, "You be a servant to those people. You speak good words to them, and if you do, they'll follow you. They will serve you." But the Bible says that he rejected the advice which the elders had given to him. Instead, he listened to the young men about his own age, in their early 40s. They told him to make life even harder on the people. Rehoboam answered the people roughly, and because he listened to the young men instead of the older men, the nation divided. In Ecclesiastes 10, verse 16, the Bible says, "Woe to you, O land, when your king is a child and your princes feast in the morning." Listen to Leviticus chapter 19, verse 32. "You shall rise before the gray-headed and honor the presence of an old man, and fear your God, I am the Lord." A nation is in trouble when the older men are gone or when the older men don't want to lead. The inevitable result of this breakdown in society is seen in verse 5, and that is, it brings anarchy. Verse 5 says, "And the people shall be oppressed, every one by another, and every one by his neighbor. The child shall behave himself proudly against the ancient, and the base against the honorable." When there's no leadership, or when there's no qualified leadership, or when people just don't respect the leaders, then every man does as he pleases. Every man is a law to himself. And if you want to read a complimentary verse, which is a great example, then look at Judges 21, verse 25. "In those days there was no king in Israel. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes." In verse 5, every person is out for himself. Each man oppresses other people. Does this not sound like America today? And is this not what we see in other countries as well? In verse 5, there is a sure sign that a nation is corrupt, and that is when the child shall behave himself proudly against the ancient. That means when the young people disrespect older people, that is a sure indication of a civilization that is in serious trouble. Now, how could that happen? How did that happen? Well, in Judah, the war broke down the family unit. Fathers had to be gone. Many fathers were killed. Some mothers died as well. And you had young people who were left on their own, and some became very disrespectful and very rebellious toward older people. Now, the same thing happens today. And it takes place because the devil has turned young people against older people. How has this happened today? It's happened because too many parents and grandparents have not taught their children respect. It's happened because television and movies and even cartoons sometimes belittle parents. It's happened because in some areas of this country, many young people don't have a mother. They don't have a father to hold them accountable. But regardless of the cause, showing disrespect to elders is a sin, and it is a sign of a civilization on the verge of collapse. Verse 5 also says that the base, and this refers to sorry, low-life people, these people will be insolent. That is, they will be insulting and disrespectful toward people of dignity, honorable people. In short, people have no respect for anybody or anything. Now, I want you to notice another sign of national decay in verse 6. Not only did young people who were inexperienced take the lead, but almost nobody wanted a leadership position. Listen to verses 6 and 7. When a man shall take hold of his brother, of the house of his father, saying, "Thou hast clothing, be thou our ruler, and let this ruin be under thy hand. In that day shall he swear, saying, I will not be an healer, for in my house is neither bread nor clothing. Make me not a ruler of the people." So the time is coming, he says, in which people will look to and ask other people to rule, and they will not desire that position. Now, is this not what we're seeing today? Especially older men who might be able to serve, but they don't want to. Today, we have too few men who want to be leaders in the home, in the nation, and even in the church. And that's a look at America through the eyes of Isaiah chapter 3.